Every year in spring, about late February, early March, we get these crocuses that pop up in our yard, and it's a nice tangible reminder that spring is on the way. And this particular winter of 2015-2016 hasn't really been that bad, but it's still nice to know that the cooler temperatures are coming to an end and it's going to start warming up and maybe even rain or things like that. So I was out in the yard with my boys, and I apologize if this is kind of a familiar refrain here. This is not the first photo taken or published here recently where it's been in the yard with my kids, and I really do a lot more with my camera than just take it into the backyard. But this particular picture stood out to me for a couple of reasons, which I want to highlight here. First of all, it's important to take your camera with you, and I've said that many times. You're probably kind of getting sick of it by now. But there's a couple other things about this. And if you look on the blog, you'll see that I compare this to an earlier photo. And I want to highlight some of those comparisons. First of all, the photo you're looking at here for today, the actual one, not the comparison one, was edited using a collection of presets I recently purchased called Mastin Labs, the Fuji set of presets. What this does is essentially mimic the look of a specific type of Fuji film. So if you're a film shooter, you can have a camera with Fuji film, with this particular type of Fuji film, and then go to your DSLR and mimic the exact look of that film. Now, I'm not a film shooter, but I do like the aesthetic qualities that these Fuji presets have. And so I've applied that here, and it kind of it gives the greens a nice tonal quality. Well, you can kind of see for yourself if you compare this one to the other one on the blog. And the other one is a lot more, I don't know, it seems like it's turned up to 11 in a couple different ways, and I don't really like it. This one is kind of a more pleasing overall composition. So first of all, it's edited with Fuji presets. Second of all, it illustrates once again the importance of not necessarily shooting wide open at f1.8. If you look at the second photo, you see this thin band of in sharp area going right through the middle of the picture, and that's the depth of field. You can see it's very shallow because I shot it at f1.8. So yes, there's a flower on the comparison picture that's nice and tack sharp, and there's a whole bunch of other flowers that are not in sharp, but it's too much. It's too extreme. And I've learned since then, that was about 2 years ago on the comparison photo, I've learned since then to dial it back a little bit. The result of all that is what you see here. This picture of just a single crocus in the backyard. I shot this a little wider. I think f2.8, maybe f4, I don't remember. And I can't even remember. Was it my full frame or crop? I don't remember. But what you're looking at is a more, to me anyway, it's a more pleasing overall composition. It shows the flower relative to the rest of its surroundings without everything blurred out. So you can see there's a bit of foreground. There's a stick in there. And there's a fence in the background, and you can see things sort of go transition from the foreground to the flower and then recede into the background. There's a couple different layers to this picture, and I like it a lot better than the initial photo, not just for the colors, but for the composition as a whole. And it's a good reminder to me that I don't always need to shoot wide open at f1.8. And there's also an interesting compositional element in terms of where do I want to stand or sit or lay down to get the picture I want. And I had to do that here. This flower is just a couple inches high, and so I had to kind of lay on the ground to get this picture. Overall, I mean, it's nothing special or groundbreaking, but it keeps the spirit of this blog alive, which is for me to continue learning more about photography. And this is kind of just as the flower is a tangible a reminder of how spring is coming, this picture itself is a tangible reminder of how much I've learned, and even then, how much I have left to learn, which is constant. It seems like every day the stuff I have yet to learn grows even greater than the stuff I have learned. So to me, that's a good problem to have when there's so much more left to learn.